The Call of the Whippoorwill, a deeply rooted story by Larry Mixon. Tonight I heard a whippoorwill which brought back old and deep memories. I had my windows open and heard a strange whistling sound outside and thought, I know that sound, and paused to listen closer. And then I heard it again, whippoorwill, whippoorwill, and the memories came flooding back. It was a whippoorwill. For those of you unfamiliar with a whippoorwill, it's a bird seldom seen, but can be heard usually just as dusk is falling. It's a strange, haunting sound, whippoorwill, whippoorwill. The sound of the whippoorwill is special for me, for it brings back fond memories of my childhood, visits with my grandparents. Let's step back 60 years. When I was little, we used to go visit my grandma and grandpa Mixon out in the country. The closest town was Micanopy, which was itself some miles away, so it was like really out in the country. After dinner, as dusk was falling, we would all go out and sit on the front porch. My brother, sister, and I would most often sit on the porch swing with mom or grandma. My grandpa and dad would sit in rocking chairs. That far out in the country, you would experience a silence like no other. You would hear the sound of rocking chairs going slowly back and forth with an occasional squeak of the floor, and then the night sounds slowly emerging. The sounds of crickets starting up, a dog barking in the distance, and on those special summer nights, the sound of the whippoorwill. It would start with a single whippoorwill and then pause, and you would wonder, did you really hear that? Then again, whippoorwill, whippoorwill, and I would ask, what was that? And Grandma would answer, it's a whippoorwill. And I would ask, what is a whippoorwill? And Grandma would give a simple answer, a bird. I would wonder what kind of bird it is that, with such a strange, haunting sound, a bird you heard but never see. The night would fall, the sound of the whippoorwill would end, it would be time to go home. We would say our goodbyes, give our hugs, pile in the car, and Dad would drive us home. More often than not, my brother, sister, and I would be worn out from spending a day at Grandma and Grandpa's house, and would be half asleep as we left. But there was one night I stayed awake a bit longer as we left. As we drove down the dark dirt road, off in the distance, just at the edge of the car lights, there were two red glowing eyes in the middle of the road, like some demon. Dad slowed down. The red eyes came into range of the headlights. We found a very strange bird sitting in the middle of the road, and Dad says, that's a whippoorwill. That was a special time, a time of wonder, a time of discovery, a time of family, a time of love. The sound of the whippoorwill I heard tonight brought all of this flooding back. I cherish these memories deeply.